beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours today, Friday, the 30th of January 2026. With a considerable cloudiness, with a couple of showers and thunderstorm expected this afternoon, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. The headlines. Couple electrocuted to death in Lusaka's Kabanana area. Zambia's unemployment rate drops to 10.3% in second quarter of 2025. And Trump threatens tariffs on Canada planes and nations selling oil to Cuba.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. A couple of Lusaka's Kabanana site and service area has died after being electrocuted at their home. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said the incident, which occurred yesterday, was reported to Kabanana police post at around 12:30 hours. Mr. Chilabi has identified the couple as Amos Walia, aged 29, and his wife, Felicitas Mulenga, aged 24. He said the preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mulenga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire connected to iron roofing sheets, and in the process was electrocuted. Mr. Chilabi has added that Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist her and was also electrocuted. He said both victims were rushed to hospital where they were pronounced dead on arrival.
Preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mulenga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire that was connected to iron roofing sheets. In the process, she was electrocuted. Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist her and was also electrocuted. Both victims were rushed to the hospital where they were pronounced dead upon arrival. Police officers rushed to the scene and Zesco Limited personnel were notified and subsequently disconnected the power supply. The bodies have since been deposited at the investigation hospital mortuary where post-mortem examinations are pending.
The government has noted with concern the circulation of irresponsible and misleading content on social media platforms, in which certain individuals have suggested the expansion of Zambia's map to include parts of the Republic of Angola. In a statement, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation and Principal Public Relations Officer Eva Chanda said the ministry deeply regrets such publications and states that these insinuations are unacceptable, reckless and inconsistent with Zambia's foreign policy, national values and established international norms. She has stated that the government distances itself entirely from the post and from any individuals or groups propagating such content. Mrs. Chanda has emphasized that Zambia is a peace-loving nation that upholds and respects the sovereignty, territorial integrity and internationally recognized boundaries of all states. She has, since warned that any attempts, acts or suggestions that undermine these principles are undesirable, dangerous and have the potential to strain relations with neighboring countries. In more news, the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, has reviewed that the country's unemployment rate declined to 10.3% in the second quarter of 2025, down from 12.9% recorded in the first quarter. Speaking during the fourth quarter 2025 National Development Coordinating Committee meeting, Zamstat's Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the reduction in unemployment was supported by a rise in employment levels across the country. Ms. Mudenda has explained that the total employment increased to 4.1 million in the second quarter of 2025 from 3.9 million in the first quarter. She has further disclosed that 8.7% of people in Zambia tested positive for HIV, with Lusaka province recording the highest prevalence rate at 12.1%, followed by the Copper Belt at 11.6% and Western province at 10.4%.
Unemployment rate, unemployment level, just to say that in 2025, unemployment rate reduced to 10.3% in quarter two from 12.9% captured in quarter one, while employment levels increased to 4.2 million from 3.9 million during the same period. And just to say that we do, there we show the secondary sector, just to also again demonstrate, I believe these will be shared, maybe they are not so clear, but again here we do demonstrate.
Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mosokotwane has clarified that the recent reduction in inflation should not be mistaken for a decrease in the cost of living.
By producing more and more, and as long as inflation does not rise faster, which is what we are doing, it means your incomes are now going to rise faster than the rate at which prices are going. That is how we are going to solve the issue of the cost of living. It is through production, not wishing that prices will come down. That will not happen. And if you think about it really, in real life, you only become better off, you only become richer, you only have more money if you work.
Now, the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, says it is pleased to co-partner in hosting the first ever Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum to be held outside the Republic of South Africa. The forum is scheduled to take place in Zambia from 2nd to 4th February 2026. Speaking at the press briefing today, ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa says the development reflects Zambia's growing profile as a regional investment destination under the leadership of President Hage Geingob. Mr. Halwampa says the forum comes at a strategic time when increased investment in energy, transport and digital infrastructure is critical to driving industrial growth and boosting regional competitiveness.
Starting on the 2nd of February to 5th of February is a very, very important milestone for us to bring together investors from Zambia and the region, and specifically from South Africa. For us, South Africa is a very, very important partner to Zambia in terms of trade and investment. The two countries have worked together for a long time. If you look at the import bill on our Zambian table, you realize that South Africa is our huge trade partner.
Meanwhile, South African Electrotechnical Exports Council Chief Executive Officer Ivan Stuboni says Zambia has strong investment potential and the success of the forum will largely depend on the deals and partnerships that will be signed during the event.
The choice of bringing the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum into Zambia was a deliberate one. We are guided through the work that we do, but more importantly, through the prayers that we undertake as Christian people. It's the first time that we're hosting it in outside of South Africa. And this is the first iteration of CIF for 2026 here in Lusaka. It's, the word continental means that we have an Africa-focused reach.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, says it conducted 18 investigations into various procurement matters during the fourth quarter of 2025. Addressing the media, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma said of the 18 cases, 13 investigations were concluded, while 5 were still ongoing as of 31st December 2025. Ms. Ngoma said 2 of the noted investigations include one involving the Northern Province Provincial Administration, where the authority instituted an an inquiry into the alleged submission of a non-genuine National Council for Construction certificate by CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited following a complaint from the provincial administration. She further disclosed that the authority instituted an investigation at the Kopa Belt University on 20th October 2025 over the underperformance of contractual obligations by WebTech Innovations. Ms. Ngoma has added that the authority also considered 26 appeals from aggrieved bidders arising from various procurements, of which 20 were concluded, while 6 were still ongoing as of 31st December 2025.
The PPA considered 26 appeals from aggrieved bidders arising from various procurement-related matters.